Cable. All the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
Is my mic on?
Yeah, it is. We're on the air. Okay. It's Loretta with Super Radio Maniac Fun.
It's because Shanika said the wrong name. It threw you off.
Yeah, it's okay.
What's your show called?
Super Radio Maniac Fun. Super Radio Maniac Fun.
Do you want to give it a less happy name today? Are you in a bad mood?
Stop.
Why are you in a bad mood?
I'm not in a bad mood.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No. No, stop.
What was that? Did you do that? Whoosh. How did you do that? Will you do it again?
I can't do it again. That's how slow the internet is here. About
what was that?
About 5 minutes ago, I sent an email to my friend, and that was the noise it makes when it sends.
Whoosh.
Yeah, so like 5 minutes later, it sent.
That was brilliant. That was just genius.
It was not, I'm going to be honest, it wasn't by design how slow the internet was today, but, you know, it worked out.
Oh, my God. I'm crying. It's so funny.
Why are you crying? What if it does that again during the show, like in the middle of a song?
Just start sending emails, just random, empty, gibberish emails and make that noise over and over.
It's doing something. Why is it? Okay, I'm going to.
Okay, while you're doing that, I'm going to introduce your guest.
Okay.
We have Emma here today.
Hi.
Hi, Emma. We have Lucy here, too, but she's going to think about whether she wants to come on the air or not, right?
And whether or not sobs are boring, which they're not.
Sobs are boring.
Sobs? Come on. You saw that.
Sobs
that
are
is
awesome
like
cars.
The most exciting car I've seen in about 10 years. Did you see it?
Lucy still thinks they're boring.
It's boring.
Even after we showed her the pictures.
Well, what Lucy? Saab was it?
Arrow X.
Is that
the Saab Arrow X? And
Loretta, you're over there like just you're making random noises.
Look
now.
At
you're
this.
Like the Saab Arrow X. Whoosh. Okay,
look.
No.
Look.
No, I won't.
Just look at this. You can't tell me this is a boring car.
Look at it, Lucy.
Do you agree with Lucy?
No, it's
this
not.
Is not a boring car.
No, it is not.
I have to say, Lucy, I'm on their side with this one. It just did it again.
Yeah, magic.
I love that.
Okay.
It's like a little tiny paper airplane with a little tiny paper engine flying by.
Lucy.
That is an exciting car. It's a very exciting car. So, you know what? Yeah.
And people are on my side about Jess doesn't cars.
Lucy, you ought to come talk into a microphone, I swear. If you got stuff to say, bring it on.
No.
Come on, Lucy.
No pressure. I just, if you... if
no pressure. Just the world will explode if you don't do it.
You're... No, just people can't hear you. They can hear us, but not you.
They can hear you mumbling, so they know you're there, and they can kind of get the gist of what you're saying. So if you're going to say something, you might as well say into a mic.
Exactly.
See, right now, if we hadn't had an argument about this before, you would happily do it. You're just going to be stubborn now because you want to prove
Loretta,
that you're
whoa.
Right.
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. Taking a little far there.
Mic. Mic. Speak into the mic.
Okay.
Am I wrong or am I right? I think she's saying I'm right.
She doesn't want to go on the mic. That's cool. It's totally cool. She said that when we got here. I totally wasn't expecting her to come on. Why are you taking off your headphones? Are you leaving?
It got tangled with the thing. Okay.
So tell us about yourself, Emma.
I'm a horseback rider, and I go to Hudson Elementary School, and I'm going into sixth grade. And
whoosh.
Going
into sixth grade.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
And I'm going to a horse show to compete in like 2 weeks.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite horse?
There's a little pony at my stable. Her name is Jersey Girl.
Emma, when you slide back and forth away from the microphone, it makes it sound like you're going like this, and then you go back and you're going like that.
No, you're just going like this and that and this. And this and that and this and that and this and that.
You know, I'm just gonna carry a big sign when I come on your show, and I'm just gonna hold it up, and it's gonna say "Talk into the microphone."
You should just write it on your forehead. Don't bother with the sign.
You know what? I'll put a paper bag over my head, and instead of like eye cutouts, it'll just say "Talk into the microphone."
That sounds good.
Awesome.
Do that next time. Okay.
So wait. No. Let's hear more.
Mom. No. She's saying no.
No, she was shaking her head because we were bombarding her from both sides. She doesn't want to talk anymore. You're right. You're right.
Yeah, I know I'm right. Kay. I'm always right.
Except now when you say you're always right.
No, I'm right.
Whoosh.
Hold on. Just.
You know what? Okay, on the show Space Ghost, there was a whoosh noise that I loved. That's why it cracked me up. Anybody out there ever watch Space Ghost? Coast to Coast, the talk show? One of the greatest cartoons ever. You weren't born yet.
Okay. I think we're going to play some music, but first.
Is that the name of the band?
No.
But first?
The name of the band is Fun. So, here's Some Nights by Fun. I really like this song. And I knew about this song before, and now it is going to become a top hit within the next week. So it's nice. I'll be able to hear it on the radio.
They're playing it on the regular radio.
Yeah. We have the unique radio. We've got the Fun radio.
So to speak. Fun.
Yeah, here's Fun.
Do you like this song, Emma?
I never heard it.
She hasn't heard it.
Wasn't it on in the car ride down here?
Yes, but she doesn't memorize every song she hears in the car. Why isn't it working?
Some nights I stay up, cashing in my bad luck. Some nights I call it a draw. Some nights I wish that my lips could build a castle. Some nights I wish they'd just fall off. But I still wake up, I still see a ghost. Oh Lord, I'm still not sure what I stand for. Oh, what do I stand for? What do I stand for? Most nights I don't know anymore.
Well, daddy's gone, 5 minutes in and I'm bored again. 10 years of this, I'm a the car machine she call off. Man, I look into my nephew's eyes. Man, you wouldn't believe the most amazing things they can come from. Some terrible lies.
And that was Some Nights by Fun. Pretty good song, right? Yeah, I really like that song.
Emma nodded.
She nodded. Because there's no visual to radio. We're just telling you. But I think it's got a really nice melody.
Yeah.
I just think Fun's a really good band. Especially because their picture on music websites is them all wearing mustaches and hats.
Mustaches rock.
Yeah. Hey. High five.
That song faded out. That's really unusual. Songs hardly ever
fade out.
I faded
that.
You did?
Yes, I did.
It doesn't fade out like that?
No. Well, it kind of does, but I faded it out more. Just because.
Oh, yeah.
I felt the need.
Whoosh.
Lucy is giving me looks of disapproval. The look in her eyes. She's especially mad at me because she knows I was right about the Saab Aero X not being boring and the Dodge Ram being totally boring on the interior.
Black and white.
She is so mad at me right now. She could just punch me. Seriously.
Loretta.
Oh, right.
Ease up. You're the host. Be nice.
That car is not boring.
Okay, drop it.
Yeah, let's drop it.
Okay.
Can I mention the sustaining membership drive that's going on here at WGXC?
Yeah, sure.
Is that okay? Mm-hmm. Or do you want to talk about it?
No, you can.
Okay. So we have this sustaining membership drive going on, and we are trying to get listeners who support the radio station to sign up online at our website, www.wgxc.org, and give a monthly amount. So that their contribution can be sort of spread out throughout the year. And this is an especially helpful way to be helpful on WGXC. Bless you.
Thank you.
So if there are listeners out there who enjoy the youth radio programming here on WGXC and want to support it with a financial contribution, you don't actually have to call in. You could just go to the website and click on the donate button and click the sustaining.
You know, I don't think we're talking. Oh, geez, we're quiet. Okay. Let's is that better? Yeah. Okay, that's good. Sorry.
Were we really on the air that whole time?
No, we were on the air. It's just we were quietly on the air.
So, Loretta, how much do you think would be like a good amount to be giving on a monthly basis?
$80 billion. Was I off?
You know what? Somebody asked me like to think about how much I spend on coffee and that like the amount of money that I spend on coffee could be like a monthly contribution to WGXE.
You're talking quietly again. Talk louder.
La 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 no, la la.
Not that loud. That's giving you red brock. Can you stop? I'm gonna shriek. Okay. I think we should play some more music.
I think you ought to interview Emma some more.
No. She does not want that. Okay, we are getting a mouth transmission from Emma, who apparently doesn't want to speak. I think we're going to play Wide Awake by Katy Perry.
Good. I love that song.
She's not a big fan of it.
No, it's a good song.
Unfortunately, it's not her show. And since I have the half-hour show and you have the three-hour show, I think you'll be able to deal with it.
A two-hour show.
But I don't care that much. Okay, so here is Wide Awake by Katy Perry. Possibly.
It's good because I haven't heard this song in since yesterday.
Mom, you know, we didn't hear it yesterday.
We hear it every time we get in the car.
That's not true.
Almost every time.
It does not want to play.
I love when the commercial radio stations are like, and coming up, Katy Perry, because she's always coming up.
No, that's not true.
Can you listen to the radio for an hour without hearing Katy Perry?
There were like 3 months where she didn't have a hit. There we go. Okay, here's Wide Awake by Katy Perry.
I like the song.
Turning it off.
I knew then.
And that was Wide Awake by Katy Perry. Emma?
Yes?
Your input? Do you like that song, right?
Yeah.
Okay, do you like other Katy Perry songs, too?
So yeah. You know,
which other ones do you like?
California Girls and...
That song's good.
Yeah, considering it plays in your room all the time.
I have the radio on. I do not choose what comes onto the radio on other stations.
I'm not talking about the radio. It's on your phone, too.
My phone?
I mean, not your phone. Your phone. I mean, not your phone. Lucy's phone.
Yeah, Lucy's phone. That's not my fault.
What other songs by Katy Perry do you like?
Okay, we need to turn the mics up. We're like...
Do you like... what are they? What about TGIF? Do you like that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Oh, jeez. I cannot get the mic adjust right.
Who else do you like, Emma?
Is that good?
Who else do you like to listen to?
I think that's...
Talk closer to the mic.
I'm talking pretty close to the mic.
I was talking to Emma.
Oh.
Her mic isn't on. Loretta, her mic isn't on.
That do it?
Try now. Yeah.
Okay, how's that?
Good.
Okay.
I think that's the right volume.
I wanted to know who else she likes.
Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood's pretty good.
Yeah. What,
why are you unpaused?
Loretta, should we tell the Kelly Clarkson story?
Not really a story. We went to her concert.
Should we say what happened?
We?
Do you want me to say what happened?
They're your tickets.
Okay, so I got tickets for us to go see Kelly Clarkson out in at the Bethel Woods Performing Arts Center, where I had never been before, and I thought it was like near Woodstock because it's the site of the Woodstock concert from 1969, and now it's like a place for concerts. So I got tickets, and we also had passes to go to a meet and greet. We were going to meet her because I've interviewed her. And so we got in the car at like 5:30 on Sunday, and we started driving, and I had my directions, and it said get off at the Kingston exit on the thruway. And I was like, okay, great, we'll be there in like an hour. But then I realized it wasn't anywhere near the Kingston exit, and it took us like 2 hours to get there.
2.5 hours.
From Hudson, it was like 2 hours, and we missed the meet and greet.
From Hudson, it was 2.5 hours.
We missed the meet and greet. We didn't get to meet her.
At least 2 hours and 15 minutes.
It was awful. I felt really bad. Loretta, I'm really sorry that happened. Okay. I'm sorry.
What's the noise in the background?
You clicking your pen?
No, I'm not a bonehead. I understand that I'm clicking my pen. I hear voices in the background.
I always hear voices when I'm on that mic and have headphones on.
Really?
I don't hear them now, though. It's a function of those headphones.
Why?
I know. It's weird.
Strange.
It's really distracting.
I hear voices in the background, too.
What are you guys hearing?
It sounds like over in that room.
Are they talking?
It sounds like... I don't know.
Yeah.
No.
So keep talking. Anyway, then we did get to see her concert, right? And that was really good.
In the 10th row in.
We were in the 10th row. We had awesome seats and she was fantastic. She's a great singer and it was like very like energized, like high energy.
Mom,
and she wore a pink
Can you talk a little quieter, please?
She wore a Pink Floyd t-shirt, which I thought was really cool.
Just a little quieter.
She wore a Pink Floyd t-shirt.
Yeah, thank you.
What did you like best in the concert?
I thought it was really good that she was doing covers on songs. Like, what was it?
The fun song.
Yeah, the fun song. Which fun song was it?
What's that one called? The one that's already a hit. The fun song.
Oh, right, that one.
The one like some my seat's been taken by some sunglasses.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking it up.
Yeah.
We Are Young.
She did
a cover of We Are Young.
And it was really nice.
Yeah, it was really good.
What else did you like? Anything?
Yeah.
It was cool, right?
The fray was good.
Oh, then we saw part of the fray. We didn't stay for the whole Freight Show because it was a 2.5 hour drive home. You could turn my mic down and then I will be talking.
Well, yeah, but I can't do that. I'm sorry. You just have to talk quiet for a minute.
While you play with your pen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't, but...
Emma, what grade are you going into? Sixth grade?
Yeah, sixth.
Uh-huh. That's cool.
Yeah.
Loretta's going into seventh. Growing up here, aren't you, Loretta?
Mm.
Mm. Lucy, how are you doing back there?
Good.
Lucy's doing some texting.
Some.
More like 24/7.
What'd she say? I can hear.
Emma said more like 24/7. Emma, you got a sense of humor and sometimes you just slide it in there.
What?
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 Huh? What, Lucy?
Huh?
Is Roger on my side?
Her boyfriend's on your side.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a kid show. It's a kid show.
Yeah, there's youth shows where people go on with their boyfriends.
They do.
It's not a secret that teenagers date, Mom.
Really?
Yes, really. I hate to break it to you.
You're not a teenager yet.
And I'm not dating yet.
Oh, okay.
You sure about that?
Yes. I'm... way to go. Thanks.
Uh-huh. Wait, what's going on?
No, I'm not. She's just a terrible friend.
What? Oh, Loretta.
I'm joking.
Loretta. Yeah, you didn't mean to say that. You got to take that back right now.
I was joking.
Oh, my God.
But you were too.
Yeah, exactly. So you didn't have to get all worked up.
Now she, like, actually thinks...
Okay, just... This is, like, a little too much, like, dark subconscious stuff coming up today. Why don't you play a song, Loretta?
Okay.
And apologize to Emma again so everybody knows you really meant... But say it again so we know you mean it.
I was joking. I was joking. I didn't actually mean that.
I'm sorry. That's the word.
Words.
That's the word you use.
No, it's not one word. It's two words.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Is the word.
It was two words.
Sorry's a good word to use.
Word.
Sorry.
You wouldn't just say sorry. You would say I'm sorry. That's correct grammar. It's two words. Here's Mouthful of Diamonds by Fantagram. Wait. Let's try now. There we go.